and gentlemen, we're working with WorldNet Daily because clearly the White House is trying to destroy them with this mega dirty trick out of Esquire saying the book was recalled and they admitted it was all discredited. I mean, and that hoax is still going around. I see it on the blogs and websites. Aha, the book's been recalled. It was done very nastily. And regardless of what you think of this issue, they've been covering up. But now, Dr. Corsi on record with a mole. This guy's got a lot of credibility. He would not go out on this limb. A mole inside with a time-stamped date that they wrote a WorldNet Daily article back on. I've got the date, February 23rd here. With this information, he's sending me the article. We're going to post it with a blurb at the top at InfoWars.com in the next hour or so. Then I'm going to shoot a video dealing with all of this. We'll get that up. But this is such important information. In closing, Dr. Corsi, we've only got about 4 minutes left. Walk through the criminal charges, the top scanning forger expert, as much as you can tell us. You say it may take a week or two. I'm telling you, this is so big, you better not get on any airplanes, and I hope that forger expert is being safe, because I believe you, and I also will tell you, I think you're in danger. Are you watching your back?
Well, I mean, I'm an investigative reporter. I took on some very big stories before on Fifth for Command and football story. I think by being public is the best defense I can have, and I'm taking reasonably prudent steps, but probably right now if I fell down the stairs, people would suspect it was the White House, and that's probably the best way I could be safe.
Absolutely. Finishing up, as you got cut off by the break, what's the time frame on the criminal charges?
Criminal charges are going to be filed. I talked to the expert preparing the charges today. They're going to be filed. He was going to call the FBI. I've got one call to make to a top former FBI official to let them know it's coming. And then the charges will actually be mailed into the FBI probably tomorrow, and I'll write about it and publish it in WorldNet Daily Thursday, Friday, or Monday, depending. I've had as many as 10, 15 radio shows a day, so it's been a very, very busy schedule. And, Alex, I'm giving you material no one else is getting.
Well, we appreciate that, Dr. Corsi. In closing, clearly, if the Bush administration, now confirming the Kenyan government, was looking into this, they know something's going on, and the Kenyan government said, looks like something's going on here, stuff's been covered up. You've got another document confirming that from the Kenyan government, from their State Department. This is so big. What about the blackmail issue? Isn't it a national security issue to bring this out so that Obama can't be blackmailed anymore? I mean, undoubtedly he's being blackmailed.
Well, I think the problem with any president who doesn't tell the truth is the blackmail potential is there. I was in Israel doing Why Israel Can't Wait. I met with two former heads of the Mossad. Mossad investigated Obama's background as well. Every intelligence agency, I believe, in the world has investigated Obama's background. I think they found what I found. He wasn't born in Hawaii. He's likely, I think, 100% now born in Kenya. Kenyan government even confirms that the birth records in 61 were criminally altered in order to hide the evidence of Obama's birth. What more do you need?
Are you hinting at former heads?
They can't find the actual birth certificate in Kenya because it's been destroyed. That's what the Kenyan government is telling Ambassador Ranenberger.
Incredible. Directly for George Bush. In closing, are you hinting that the Israeli intelligence former heads told you in Israel that they're suspicious?
Let's just not answer that question. That's really a little bit too much, but I have a thorough discussion with a couple of former heads of Assad about this issue. And let me say that every intelligence agency in the world has been looking into Obama's birth circumstances, and Americans have just got to realize that. I think they found what I found.
Well, imagine what those governments can do with this information. Dr. Corsi, I'll say bye to you during the break. Appreciate you giving us an hour. I know you're giving other shows 10, 15 minutes. And he's sending us the really another huge smoking gun, the unpublished WorldNet Daily article that they decided to not go with so they could smoke Obama out of his rat's nest by committing himself to this document. We'll cover more of this at InfoWars.com and WMD.com. Stay with us.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy.
Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Do you believe that Christians are going to be persecuted? Revelation 6:11 states they will. Revelation 13:7 states they will also. And then in Revelation 20, verse 4, states that some in the resurrection will have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. Beheading is usually done with a guillotine. Could that be why guillotines are stored on every military base in America? Not all Christians will be martyred. However, in Luke 21:36, it states that some will be counted worthy to escape. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call today. Operators are standing by.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, Benjamin Netanyahu is addressing the Congress at the Capitol, giving a speech, hyping up all of the fake terror and how important it is that we stay on our toes, or Al-Qaeda or Hamas, that Israel publicly admits they founded. Oh, you didn't know that that's admitted mainline history, are about to attack us, so we've got to give all our rights up. What would the national security state of Israel, where they can ban free speech, arrest scientists that expose their nuclear program, get away with whatever they want, what would Israel do if they didn't have all these convenient terrorists menacing their population and our population? What would Israel do? Well, Israel wouldn't be able to continue to expand its borders. Israel wouldn't be able to continue to lobby in the U.S. to set up police state-style systems here. Oh, yes, it's Israel in many cases that is advising the SWAT teams and local police and the threat fusion centers. And I quite frankly resent it. I don't want to be involved in Egypt. I don't want to be involved in Israel. I don't want to be involved in Libya. I don't want to be involved in Pakistan. I don't want to be involved in the 160-plus countries that my tax money pays for. Why are we concerned with Israel, a country the size of Rhode Island? Why are we concerned with England? Why are we concerned with Russia? It's like, George, why? I know for some of you this sounds completely alien. And that's because America has gotten so far away from our roots, so far away from what this country was established for, not getting involved in foreign entanglements, not getting involved in foreign alliances. That was a revolutionary idea. That was George Washington who said that. Because before, countries were always in wars, always teaming up with each other, always trying to invade other countries, always trying to come to the aid of another country. Instead of just being left alone and engaging in trade and being people's friends. But see, oh, then if somebody attacks you, then you've got to attack them. Well, what if that country really isn't going to attack you? What if your ally attacks you or funds a group to attack you or creates a group to attack you so that you'll then come to their aid? Very basic psychology, and I quite frankly am sick and tired of it. And what if you're the military-industrial complex, getting trillions of American tax dollars a year, running the red light cameras, running the police surveillance programs, running the black box initiatives in all the cell phones and computers and going into all the cars by law to track everything we're doing, developed by defense contractor companies who can just go lobby the government, just like big Agra can lobby the government to shut down their small competition, just like we see GE running the White House, shutting down their competition through the greenhouse gas taxes and regulations. Look, this is the name of the game. A bunch of insiders who are able to write the laws and the regulations, because if they can't get Congress to pass a law, they just do it, to basically dismantle what our country once was. And now we can't talk about trying to restore the republic, trying to get us out under the clutches of the foreign private banking corporate cartels. Instead, we've got to be lectured by Benjamin Netanyahu about our obsession in every newspaper, every magazine, every week for my entire life, nothing but Israel, nothing but the Palestinians, nothing but their 3,000-year-old tribal warfare between these groups that is never going to end. Never, never, never. No matter what side you take, it's never going away. It's never going to stop. It's never going to cease. This is perpetual. Perpetual. And our government spends more time on what's going on in the Middle East and Israel than they do dealing with problems here in our country. And you know, last time I checked, folks, we're not England, we're not Israel, we're not Germany, we're not Russia, we're the United States. But this is what globalism is all about, getting us involved in these foreign entanglements, and that's why we're bankrupt. And, you know, quite frankly, I am angry at the Israeli lobby. I don't like what the Israeli lobby is doing. I don't like the General Electric lobby. I don't like the defense contractor lobbies. I don't like any of these foreign international organizations coming in and buying our politicians like their baseball cards they're collecting or so much change in their pocket. I don't like foreign domination, illegitimate foreign domination. And Israel, the Israeli lobby, openly, you can go look it up, is one of the biggest financiers of anti-gun legislation in this country. And the NRA needs to talk about that. Gun Owners of America needs to talk about that. Why in Israel do they give all the Israelis who wanted M16s, which is fine with me, I'm all for people being able to defend themselves, but then the Chuckie Schumer and the Rahm Emanuel and all these people who in many cases are admittedly Israeli citizens and serve in the Israeli military, like Rahm Emanuel, and then he says that he wants all handguns banned, and he wants to be able to have a secret government list where I can't buy a gun, no judge, no jury, no arrest, no charges, no due process, and I can't find out why I'm on the list or how I got on it, and then I can't own a gun because he says so. Because he says so, because he is my boss. He is my owner. I don't like that. And I don't like the fact that British intelligence is so heavily involved in our politics, but more behind the scenes. I don't like foreign intrusion. You see, the government is setting up a system where the people are cut off from their elected representatives, who are no longer servants but are officials and authorities and excellencies and honors and all of these titles that belong to, you know, kings. And it's time for Americans to quit being so polite. It's time for Americans to quit mincing words and going along with the different mafias that exist, that we're all taught to salute. Saluting Israel is the greatest form of American patriotism, we're told. Saluting the defense contractors is the greatest form of patriotism. Saluting the Federal Reserve is the greatest form of patriotism. Saluting the corrupt local mayors is the greatest form of patriotism. Groveling to police, who more and more act like out-of-control criminals, slamming people's heads in the ground out of wheelchairs and then lying and saying that they fell out of the wheelchair when the video's public. That just came out a few days ago. The police say, oh, he fell out. Yeah, they grab him, slam his head in, keep slamming it. That's falling. I mean, it's even when we know they're lying, they lie in our face as a part of disrespect. And I'm supposed to just run out with a piece of pie and a cup of coffee every time I see a cop and be afraid and kiss their hind end and everything. Like, I've been in Mexico. I've been in Honduras and places. And you see the corrupt cops strutting around, bugging their eyes out at people. And I just can't help it. I see Mexican troops walking along with in their black uniforms with machine guns, bugging their eyes out, people scared, tourists kind of ducking into things. I just go ahead and just look at them. And because it's an exercise that I keep my humanity and that I not be turned into a servile coward. And I start taking pictures of them. And most of the time, suddenly they go from acting like a weird thug to kind of looking at you and smiling. Because they think, oh, you must have power because you're not afraid of me. See, the system likes poor people with sewer lines open in the street and chickens running around and children with malnutrition. The globalists have written white papers on how they want to use poverty to control us and then have poverty-stricken cops who all they've got is their one uniform with the mustard stains on it, out there shaking people down. And I'm done. I'm done having wart-covered tyranny being shoved in my face and I'm being told it's Miss America. I'm tired of them rolling a skeleton out in front of me and telling me I need to take it to the prom. It's a rotten, decaying mass. We've studied history. It's common sense. Tyranny happens over and over again. The servants always get too much power, and then they become the masters, and then they go crazy. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to do anymore. It is prima facie in your face that this entire society is sinking into a total swamp of corruption. That's the scariest thing about corruption. Once total corruption sets in, the corrupt operate the same way throughout history and every culture. Corruption and crime is truly one of the oldest and most organized cultures. And it always wages war against any system or any canon or any law or any idea or any institution that would resist its total domination. And then once they're in place, the criminals then have an extreme form of nepotism where they recruit from the criminal ranks and create new offices for the criminal ranks and are threatened by anything good and wholesome and then overrun everything good and pull it down until they're sitting on a pile of societal, industrial, in the more modern sense, or sociological wreckage of civilization. They always pull it down. They always wreck everything. And then the rest of the population fights back by being passive-aggressive and not producing a lot or sitting around on their butts. Why should you paint a painting? It'll just be stolen. Why should you build a business? It'll just be stolen. And then the whole society circles the toilet. And that's America. And it's all happening right now. And when I see cops bugging their eyes out on power trips, I bug my eyes right back out. That's 1776. Find your heart and your soul again. There's still time to save the Republic. We'll be right back.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Well, the British government has announced they're going to deploy a whole bunch of attack helicopters to the ground of Libya. If the Libyan government fires back, of course, it will be an act of terrorism. When a foreign army invades you and you fight back, it's now an act of terrorism. That's the bizarre new psychology. They sunk last week 8 Libyan warships in port. The bombing is only intensifying. Congress, of course, the House and Senate sent letters last week to President Obama and said, President Obama, we would like you to tell us how long you're going to be there, and if you're going to continue, you need to come to us and get war powers authorization as the Constitution states. And Obama, ABC News covered his quotes, said, we don't need that anymore. We have UN authorization, and that's the end of it. Congress, you can go sit in the corner and put a dunce hat on and suck your thumb. Why not? I mean, they spy on us without warrants. They've got federalized goons at the TSA announcing the rollout at the prom and at grocery stores and malls and randomly at G20 meetings. In Pittsburgh, they just say no one's allowed on the street anywhere randomly. And they attack old ladies with police dogs coming out of stores with bags. I mean, why not have the president tell Congress, sit down and shut up? Why not have the president tell the governor of Tennessee 2 years ago when they had military checkpoints on the highways? The governor said, you can't do that without my permission. And the Fed said, we'll do whatever we want. Read the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is what we're dealing with as a society. Because once the government isn't bound and once they start breaking little rules, then they break bigger rules. And finally, they just say, we'll do whatever we want. We'll give $27 trillion to foreign offshore banks and then not tell Congress where it went. We'll do whatever we want. We'll stick our hands down your pants. We'll break your will. We'll randomly say you're not allowed to buy guns now. Because Americans, for now, at least three generations, haven't really been taught about liberty or freedom or what it means. And in the last 20 or 30 years, they've demonized people. I mean, I remember getting government dossiers and reports in the mid-90s where it said, do they make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution? Do they have a get us out of the U.N. sticker on their car? I remember a law enforcement magazine I bought at 7-Eleven just randomly. Something told me buy that. I think it was Weapons and Technology of Law Enforcement. It was a SWAT team type magazine, and it was in there. You can probably pull this up online because I did find an online copy of it many years ago. And they said, look, if you see a get us out of the UN sticker on a car, go ahead and pull them over. Go ahead and arrest them. And police chiefs, don't chastise this officer. Because having a get us out of the UN sticker means they may be a terrorist. So go ahead and bring them in for whatever reason you need to. Make up whatever you need to. See, in America now, cops read that and they go, well, it's in an open magazine that I need to go ahead and take people into jail. And they see, as long as it's publicly exercised, that's why they publicly came out and said, torture is good. Torture is American. As American as John Wayne apple pie and baseball. And then the military went out and tortured people to death, including people's children in front of their parents. That's in the Army's own report, just Army report on torture at Abu Ghraib. You'll get MSNBC first published the full thing if you've got the nerve to read it. Again, they used acid on large objects on children. I'm not going to get into it, but it's Hellraiser Jeffrey Dahmer. It actually is worse than Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer would sedate them before he used them as sex slave, which is bad enough. This is the opposite of sedation with the acid in the orifices. But again, then they got caught, and so a few of them went to prison, but then Bush put a book out saying, I'd order torture again. See, that's the crazy world where raping children with battery acid dripping objects, that's America. And if you don't basically hail Hellraiser and Pinhead, I mean, if you don't get into hardcore sadomasochistic child torture, you're not American. You're not tough. You're not a leader. You don't have what it takes. How many shows on 24 and countless other programs, same thing in Europe, we wrote articles about it. Just search TV show promotes torture of children, prisonplanet.com. You'll get a whole bunch of articles on it. And, you know, different TV shows in Europe, England and the U.S., Canada, they all have their own special shows. Homeland Security admitted they were involved in some of the behind-the-scenes production and product placement funding, propaganda placement in the show. And, oh, the good guy has to torture a kid in front of the parent, but that stops the nuke from going off, see. And once you get the cops to take on the Hellraiser attitude that it's good to want to torture kids, well, now the sky's the limit. Then you build a out-of-control federal brigade of potbelly pedophiles who stick their hands down the pants to teach the parents to...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, here's the deal on really big news. Webster Griffin Tarpley is going to be joining us coming up in the second hour today, dealing with his breakdown article, U.S. and Pakistan near open war. So that is coming up in the second hour today. In the third hour, Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us with new breaking news. This is breaking at PrisonPlanet.com, but he has even more for us on the whole birth certificate, now Social Security number. Appears that it could be someone else's. They don't issue it to you from a state you don't live in. Of course, he to file criminal charges against White House over Obama birth certificate, PrisonPlanet.com. That's big news on that front. We're going to be talking again to Corsi coming up. But I do want to open the phones up right now. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Also, in other news, They announced today that Hosni Mubarak, the old U.S. Ally of 32 years, and his son will be charged with war crimes and will face the death penalty for attacking and beating protesters. Now, this is routinely done in the U.S. People are tasered to death routinely. People are killed at the wrong house routinely. And this, I'm not saying it's a good thing what Egypt was doing, but you better believe it's about getting the $7 billion that Mubarak reportedly culled from that population over the 30-plus years he was in power. And I notice there's no discussion of where his $7 billion went. The new puppet group that's in there, controlled by the old U.S.-created and trained military, basically the U.S. now, people that run the people that run the U.S. then through the U.S., the big megabanks that run the U.S. then through their military-industrial complex and COG, Cotonou government system, then control Egypt. And that's on record. And so what does that tell you about the globalists? Their own guy who groveled to them, who would take people from all over the world on U.S. aircraft flown there, including American citizens, to be tortured viciously. The darling of Israel, the darling of the United States. State Department comes in, sends Alberti in a week before revolution to start. They fund groups. They send in a Google executive on record to control the Google, Facebook manipulations. They send out the crowds, which many of which had a reason to rebel against the Western-backed dictator. But that's like the FBI arresting some local New Jersey capo, but not going after the Don of you know, the tri-state area. Not going after the big Don sitting in Manhattan, but busting a capo, say, over Newark. And the Don is on television telling us how he's liberating Newark from his capo. And we sit here with a completely and totally straight face putting up with this. I mean, it's just completely asinine. So they're going to end up killing him, probably. They'll execute him and his son, or maybe they'll just put him in prison. But the word is, remember Mubarak refused to step down? Our media came out and said, Mubarak will step down in 1 hour. State Department can confirm. Mubarak comes out 8-9 hours later in the middle of the night, Egypt time, in the evening here, and says, I will not be stepping down to this foreign plot. You're trying to bring down our country. And they said, take that. And suddenly he falls over with a stroke. And they've got patented systems that are audio frequency systems they can hit, generally the elderly, where there's massive, on average, clotting in the big arteries in the throat. And it breaks that up. My dad told me about this, and I went and looked it up, and there it was. And so nobody can even hear it. You just feel a vibration in your throat. It breaks up all that plaque, and boom, you have the stroke a few hours later. But who knows? I'm sure he just had a stroke a few minutes after leaving the podium. I'm sure it was stressful for him. The head guy in Tunisia. Now three of the Middle Eastern leaders have strokes. They don't die now. They just fall over like jellyfish, and then they'll roll in the unconscious person for the trial and then execute him. And then there will be no Obama says they're going to forgive the $1 billion of IMF World Bank debt. Egypt's, last time I checked, has debt many times that. And they've paid off the debts many times, but never the interest. Of course, just created out of nothing, backed up by U.S. taxpayer money and European tax money predominantly. Those are the main contributors to the IMF and World Bank. U.S. is the biggest contributor to the World Bank, Europe to the IMF. Both power blocks contribute. And looking at this, it just shows the abject treachery. And you got to love we're several months into the whole Gaddafi bombardment. After a couple months of their al-Qaeda-backed rebels not being able to overthrow Gaddafi, they just continue to intensify the bombardment, the ground troops, advising the weapon systems, the satellites being turned over to the rebels to coordinate attacks. Now the attack helicopters, the British, the BBC, and others are reporting, are flowing in with the attack helicopters, which are extremely formidable. The Libyan government forces have been doing hit and runs and popping up and popping back undercover, fighting the Al-Qaeda forces. Now the Al-Qaeda forces are continuing to not have big victories and continuing to lose. And so they're now getting ready to swear out war crimes on Gaddafi. And they openly told him, they said, leave to another African country and we won't charge you with war crimes. Of course, he knows that they lie incessantly. Remember, Saddam was told, leave Iraq and we won't invade. And then it later got declassified. They were planning to invade regardless. And they were lying. Well, of course they're lying. The globalists lie out of hand. And we just naively, like children, think anything the government pushes or says is a great thing. So this is basically World War III by quasi-stealth. 1,000-plus drones bombing Pakistan. U.S. helicopters attacking military bases, military emplacements. Helicopters going in and doing the stage killing of Osama bin Bernanke. I meant Osama bin Laden. All of this going on. Pakistan says you're starting a war with us. China says don't start a war with them. You've got all these other proxy wars starting up everywhere. And remember, it's not our government doing this. It's the criminals that have hijacked it and put their people in government. This is an illegitimate government. And they hate the American people even more than they hate sovereign Pakistanis, sovereign Libyans. They hate anybody they don't control. This is about total domination of every facet of society. Speaking of that, globally, the agreements are being codified for new systems to shut down websites without court orders, to censor websites, and to have government roles at Google, YouTube, Yahoo, Facebook, and all the other major systems. It's basically the Internet 2 plan. And all over Europe and England, and now it's starting here, YouTube and Google are knocking videos down saying this was taken down due to a government request. So it's not happening with a bang but with a whimper. Here's the Washington Times. Senate debates presidential power during cyber attack. So, and you notice part of that is the kill switches on all the phones and devices and the takeover switches with government messages. It's not really a kill switch. It can be used as that. Its main system is a government takeover switch. A kill switch is only one facet of it. It's a government takeover switch. The point is they're getting all this ready now and announcing it to you, which means they're getting closer to using it. It says existing law crafted in 1934 for radio, and it's a total takeover system. Senators squared off with the Obama administration yesterday about plans to give the president emergency powers to protect vital U.S. electronic networks from attacks by hackers, cyber terrorists, and foreign governments. And what it does is it actually puts, by law, NSA takedown hubs so they can take the web down or control it. And that's admitted, which then allows a foreign power or terrorist to actually go in and use the system to bring it down. They're building the kill switch and the back doors in, which then allow any criminal group, the globalists, you name it, to do it. And that's why Obama's first head of cybersecurity resigned 2 years ago and pointed that out. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee held a hearing on the administration's legislative proposal announced 2 weeks ago that would rely on a pre-World War II radio emergency law to provide the president with the authority to protect key computer communications networks like those mainly in private hands that run power grids, phone systems, banking systems from cyber attack. Yeah, they've gotten away from the lie of nuclear power plants. They're not hooked up to the web. So we've got to do this. The hackers will attack the nukes. They'll go in and detonate nukes inside military bases. Why, that's all hooked to the Internet. Sure it is. They're inside big vaults with guys with machine guns guarding them. That's so ridiculous. The Stuxnet that Israeli and U.S. intelligence now admit they designed, but they say we've got to give up our cybersecurity rights because of Stuxnet. They launch it, but then that's an example of why they need more power with the web, because the U.S. and Israel in concert made the Stuxnet. It had to be injected by Iranian moles, that is, moles controlled by the West in Iran, into the internal computer systems that, by the way, were bought from the West, which is the back door, it had to be injected with thumb drives into the internal networks. It was not hooked to anything external. But then they used Stuxnet. See, their nuclear system was brought down. It's terrible. We've got to have a takeover system here. It was injected into networks that were private. And under this cybersecurity plan that we've broken down with cybersecurity experts, it's all in black and white, it actually puts hubs in the infrastructure so the system can hijack the power plants, hijack all cell phones, all smartphones, all computers, all dishers, dryers, light bulbs, the fluorescents are built for data over power lines to go in and control those. You can't make this up. Smart meters in your house for your power. This is a total technological takeover, and the best part is you pay for it when you buy the devices. You pay in the added cost for that Big Brother hidden tax that the companies are mandated to put in. So I've got that report, Senate debates presidential power during cyber attack. Fed sees 8 more domains in piracy crackdown. Key Internet summit to discuss online rules. Sarkozy woos web giants, urges state role, wants them to basically merge. Sarkozy runs the media in France. Sarkozy, government must regulate the Internet. That's AP. Feds mandate black boxes in all new cars. Curtin Immo, Infowars.com. They've already been in most new cars for a decade. Toyota was the first to put them in more than a decade ago, but now it's the law with the tracker box in your car, how fast you drive, what you did, what went on, and then they use it to charge you. You know, let's say you're going 5 miles over the speed limit, a deer jumps out, you run off the road, and there's cases they go ahead and charge you with felonies for reckless driving. So it's a guilty until proven innocent surveillance box. Also, Disney Star Wars ride gets its own TSA checkpoint. This is from the Disney press release. Can't make that up. They also biometrically scan you to get into the park. In this case, though, it's not a real body scanner, but droids, and I guess stormtroopers, shout orders at you. So it's fun for the kids to learn how to be slaves in the Empire. But after all, Darth Vader was just trying to keep us safe. Of course, was the blowing up of the Death Star an inside job? I mean, do you really believe 12 guys with X-Wings could do it? Only in Hollywood, folks. That's what I mean. It's ridiculous. It's all fantasy. Okay, that's just some of the news I've got here. I spent about an hour last night watching different newscasts from around Texas because in the first 6 months of these reports coming out, there were no reports in the news of where the radium and other radioactive isotopes at high levels were coming from, and because it's in water districts all over Texas. And only a few of the TV stations, one of them in Central Texas, reported that out of the aquifers we're drinking out of, they are claiming that that's where the radium and other isotopes are at levels so high that it pegs the Geiger counters. and I did some more research last night. Turns out there's no known deposits of radium in whales that high. And they were wondering in some of the newscasts why the radiation isn't as high. It's low in the Hill Country water, naturally, some of it. That's one isotope. There's a bunch of them. They were wondering why it was so high in the pipes. And they were putting Geiger counters up to city pipes. It was just a few years old in several towns outside Austin. And the Geiger counter was going wild at 2 times, 6 times, 14 times, 20 times, depending on which pipe they tested. And they were saying, it must be precipitating out and calcifying at higher levels in the pipe. And that could certainly happen. But no one's pointing out all the published literature and Dr. Conant's book and the admissions that in the sodium fluoride that we buy from China, that we buy from Florida, other big areas where they mine this out of the phosphate mines for fertilizer, that's where the deposits of a wide range of isotopes. And if you read the suppressed state reports in Texas, and this is going on in other states, it goes back for decades. Well, in 2001, they were talking about it suppressed for decades, the radioactive isotopes, but they're not discussing the fact. See, they're scapegoating that, there's some radium, which then can give off, I guess, the radon gas. There's some radium in Texas water, which is certainly very bad for you. give you a really nice case of liver cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancers with a big one, bone cancer precipitates out in the bones. That's certainly part of it. But they're now scapegoating that is the only place you're getting it and not dare point out that, I'm telling you, folks, people inside water treatment plants around America, if you'll just get a certified $300 Geiger counter, and if you'll go into your pipes, and if you'll go into the bags of fluoride, or it's the liquid type you get, the tanks of it, and you put your Geiger counter up to that, all you got to do is go up when nobody's there at work. This is, I guess, industrial sabotage. Homeland Security says you're not supposed to. I guess don't. Don't let us know that there's uranium or plutonium because it would be terrorism in the water to actually save people. But just go up, and I guarantee you, people do this at water treatment plants. You go up to those bags of fluoride, it's going to be off-the-chart radiation. And I think that's – by the way, we have the newscast showing them with the city water pipes. So that's coming up later. I'm going to take two segments of your phone calls, John, Mike, Mary, Tony, Cameron. Then Webster Tarp is coming up at 8 after. Next hour, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Coming up towards the end of the third hour, I'm going to play some of those local newscasts showing the Geiger counters on the city water pipes. And, radiation so high that it actually pushes the needles. Very low levels of radiation over time build up in the body and will kill you. If it's high enough to actually have the needles going wild, I mean, you're talking incredibly high levels. And it's all over Texas. There's no national news on this. It's always local news that will report it. You have to understand, it's being added to the water. That's one of the main sources. Yes, there's some radioactive isotopes in some aquifers because they're limestone aquifers in Texas. Where do you mine phosphates for aluminum? Or the materials left over from aluminum smelting? Where do you mine the phosphates for the fertilizer industry? Limestone deposits. And so that's the big issue and one I continue to push, hoping that these investigative reporters go pick up this information and put it out in the national media so we can reverse these isotopes being added to the water. Let's go ahead and talk to John in North Carolina. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I'm military. I woke up when I was halfway through deployment in 2009. And they used to tell us some things that just didn't quite make sense. And we didn't notice it at the time, but towards the end we realized something was up. But
what type of things were they telling you?
They were telling us that there were Iranian snipers in sector. Well, how would they know they were Iranian unless they caught these guys? They were telling us that we were going to go make payments out to some of the higher-ranking sheikhs in the area to help with our humanitarian aid and to build a rapport with the locals. Well, we were handing out the payments, the cash payments. They were in cash. I had duffel bags of like $300,000 on my back, and I would go to the town hall and hand over this money, no questions asked. And I feel so bad for doing it. And I realized,
well, that's on record. You know, a lot of that money was to actually pay for attacks on American soldiers. That's been confirmed.
Yeah, well, it was paid for. They said it was for road improvement, and I thought they meant, you know, building streetlights and drains.
No, they meant IEDs. You see, sir, you've just stumbled into it. What does full spectrum dominance really mean? If you truly dominate everything, you control the enemy and you control the counterforce, which is your excuse to stay in country and pump the trillions in. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If they can't fight back, then you don't really have to beat them.
No, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. Is that what you were about to say?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I maybe covered this a while back, but I didn't notice that. But yeah, that road improvement was to make the roads safer. We were paying them off not to blow us up. So we're running around doing patrols, looking for the bad guys, and we would do a quote unquote humanitarian aid mission and hand over money to the bad guys, quote unquote. Maybe they were the bad guys. You know, maybe they were. I'm not the guy specifically in the room with me, but. And then we'd hand the money over to them, and, you know, hard day's work. And 6 months into it, we were like, when are they going to fix these damn roads? Like, and they never did. Luckily, we also never got blown up at the same time.
But you understand, though, that was only one level of full-spectrum dominance. When you start paying people off to not bomb you, they're going to come back later and hold you hostage and start bombing again until the payments return, and the people doing the bombing think they're in control, but the psych warfare chiefs understand that means that whenever they want to initiate destabilization again as a pretext to stay, they simply stop making the payments. Do you understand how that works?
That makes a lot of sense. I can see that.
Any other stories you want to tell us about Iraq?
Not really. Not too much I can say. Still in the military.
Hold on just a second. We're back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.